Your music is bigger now. I think it has grown a little bit inch in size. I'm not too sure, but it's a lot taller now, right? But anyways, right now I'm talking about the one and the only, everybody talking about the conversation of music, Afrobeat, is the one and the only, Omalay is in the building. It's good to come back here and have a conversation about music and life. Mm. And the thing, when I mean life with you, I feel like you've opened up a lot more. Mm. Right now, I'm never going to catch an Omalay drop certain kind of tweets, right? I'm not going to see Omalay singing songs about your personal self. Yeah, I mean, you come across as someone who's a pretty shy guy, right? Yeah, you just want to have fun. Mm. This album was way deep.
Oh, yeah.
So do you sometimes go back and ask yourself, have I given too much? Or you question yourself sometimes, do you ever have to be in that position?
Bro.
Honesty.
Actually, I don't feel like I give too much. I've never caught myself thinking that I gave too much.
Yeah.
I feel like it was supposed to be. I was supposed to do that. I was supposed to say all that stuff. I was supposed to come out. Because like I never have the chance to tweet, to tell people who I really am. But I'm somebody really different from what they think that I am.
Yeah.
And the past few years I've just been the only person that could listen to me was the microphone, and I just had to speak.
And I like that. The thing is, for everything we do, we need to have an escape. Mm. And then yours is music. Mm. I mean, with where you are, your sound, and going back to the kind of collaborations you did, would you say which you call has been your best in your journey now? Is it the album now, or the collaborations you've done, or the music you made in the past? Which would you say has been your best fit since that time?
Boy Alone, my album. The album is like, yeah, I took so much time in making this. I think Boy Alone for now is that masterpiece that I'm like really, really proud that I made for now.
I like that. What was on your mind when you did I Am a Mess?
I'm a mess, like the title.
Yeah. What was on your mind when you dropped, when you wrote that song?
The title was on my mind. I was a mess at the time, bro. I was really a mess at the time when I made that song. It was a lot going on in my life. It was a lot of emotions. It was a lot of, it was a very long time of being down. It was a long time of doubts, of overthinking stuff, and just being in my shell and not realizing that I was who I really am. You feel me?
And I'm feeling you,
yeah,
bro.
I know a lot of people, definitely a lot of people are going to relate, because like I feel like at some point everybody have been there in their life. Like, yeah, there must be a time where you must have felt down or something. Yeah. I just didn't want to let that moment of my life pass, that moment, that experience.
And you express it the best way you can.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like right now, obviously everyone is like diving into different kinds of music, doing the things that they love, which is a very good like welcome development that we're seeing now. And I think I would like categorize you as like an emo artist. Has anyone ever called you that?
What is that emo? I keep coming.
Oh, okay. So let me break
like
it down.
Like emo,
for you.
Right?
Yeah, emo. What is literally that? From emotional, but like you key into the emotions that most people would be ashamed to speak about, and so the music
that's
touches
not a
your
bad
emotions.
Thing, actually.
Basically,
hey, that's strength. That's not.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Of course.
I feel like somebody needs to talk for the people. People are so ashamed. People are afraid of saying the things that is real, like the truth about being human, and bro.
Which one of the songs didn't you write? Did you write every song?
Yeah, I write every song down to attention. I wrote everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
So which song didn't you put a pen on the paper? You just did it from the top of your head. Is there any song on that?
Bend You. Yeah, second verse Bend You was kind of like tricky, but I think one song that I was I'm a mess. Yeah, I'm a mess was just like
top of your head.
Basically, like you were talking about humanity and you know, us being in touch with our humanity, and definitely one thing I could definitely get is the fact that you're in touch with your like your mental health. Mm. And that's not something a lot of people talk about, especially people like in the public eye. You're famous or you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I probably shouldn't talk about this because it would not be, you know, it just doesn't go with the brand, it doesn't work with things, and you have been quite vocal about that. Why is that? Is it, you know, that's just who you are, or you know, you're just trying to let an agenda basically?
I really don't know why I do it. I really don't know. I feel like maybe it is the reason why I'm unique. Maybe it is the... So the thing is, I want to be able to talk the truth. I want to be able to speak the truth in my music. I feel like this is one thing that I feel like I have so much. Like, I have a platform.
Yeah.
I would rather just say the truth. But the thing is, I just hide the truth inside melodies and words so you can still dance.
So
if you don't listen to the lyrics, you can still dance to it if you want to. And I feel like that's one thing about me. I just don't know how to say what I don't know. Like, I just, every single thing is the truth.
And that's a good thing.
Stand it. Stand it, Verso Toki.
I can imagine anyone in the club, you know, it's almost like you're, let me just drink myself to death. But that's not a good thing, right? But the good thing is, you're in a club and you're partying and still reconnecting with your emotions, right? You actually crossed the line. You know that, right?
Yeah.
In this album.
I know.
And it has brought out so many kinds of emotion. And that's great. Who would you say for you is your best musician of all time, right now? I'm not going to even talk about Nigeria. Somebody you know, all-time musician.
No disrespect. I love a lot of artists. But one person that gets to me every single time is Drake.
Drake.
Ooh. Wow. Gets to me every
single
time. The emo is making sense. No, but okay, I feel you on that one. It makes sense. I understand now. It explains a lot about, like, you know, you and how your sound comes. But me here now, I'm just a big ass hammer boss, so I'm just gonna go straight to the question, because Justin was talking about Bendy, right? And you put out a tweet. Yeah, and you were talking about your therapist. As someone who's very big on mental health, I'm like, yo, what? Yeah, exactly.
I need to see back for this
but then when I watched your interview and I saw how you were looking, you know, at your interviewer when you had the, you know, the BBC hard, this thing interview, I'm like, if you looked at your therapist like that, I can understand.
Oh.
I can understand why what might have happened, okay. Right.
Just hit the question. Did you have anything with your therapist?
He said he did. What? So what? Are you saying he's a liar?
I just like to hear it again.
So what happened with your therapist? I just want to know.
I had therapy. That's what happened.
Oh, it was a different kind of therapy, huh?
I had
you had therapy. Oh, you were her therapist.
No, I had therapy.
She gave you a kind of therapy, you gave her another kind of therapy, right?
I don't know how you
mental
went.
Therapy
I don't
in
know.
Exchange for physical therapy. I get
know.
You, it's okay. It's a you therapist, know, watch you.
I'm trying to connect the Omalay I first met. This is Omalay-lay-late.
Omalayed. Omalayed.
But I mean, the thing is, you know, if I want to come from a different dimension, I feel like you entered a space that I think is a different space. And I think I love that about your body of work. What would you say is the most challenging thing that you've gone through making this body of work?
Writer's block. I had so much because I was going through like a whole lot while I was working on the project. I had writer's block. I think that was probably one of the reasons why it took me so long to finish the project.
Okay.
I kept hitting blocks that I just couldn't get over. Like, I just, for some reasons, I'm just stuck. Like, you know. And I think that was the most challenging part of it. But so every single thing that, the thing is, the only thing that lifts up my block, like every time when I want to try to do, like while working on this project, every time when I try to do like I don't know what to call it, like when I try to do songs that are not relative to what I was going through at the time, it just didn't work. I just keep hitting blocks. I have to always go back to think about what is really happening with me. That's the only time that I made music while working on this album.
Where would you consider has been your biggest achievement so far? At what point do you think you've I'm not saying everybody have a goal, we know where we're going to, but so far, Which would you say has been your biggest achievement as a person?
I think my biggest achievement as a person is the things that I've learned in the past 2 years, like figuring out who I really am and my powers and stuff. Yeah,
I think that's like
and finding happiness and stuff.
I like that.
That's like my greatest achievement.
Why is he always sounding like Gandhi, like so deep and profound and what's all this wisdom?
Mali won't keep us.
Well, you know, yeah, like so 2020 was like a difficult year for like everyone. But I feel like you made a lot of people's 2020. I know personally, how many people were like, you know, thank God for Omalay. Like, you know, you put out that EP and everybody at that point knew that you were serious about what you were doing. And how did you feel? Like, what was your mindset at that point in time? Did you really feel like at that point, like you had arrived? Were you aware of like how people were feeling you at that point in time? Because to be honest, like it was like you had stamped your authority, you had put your feet down, like, you know, I'm here to do this. But did you know, at that point in time, did it feel like that to you?
I really don't know. It was a lot. It was really so much. It just happened. And
were you ready for it?
I think I don't know. That's the thing. I didn't know if I was ready. I didn't know, but I knew that I know how to make great music, but I don't know if I was ready to handle all of that came with it. And it went from, like, I used to always say this, it went from like 10 to like 80 to like 80, or like, you know, so it was like, and plus where I came from and everything, it just hit me so hard. I just kind of lost myself.